Welcome to the Institute for Jewish Spiritualities podcasts. This week we'll be joined by Rabbi Jonathan Slater discussing readings in Devarim.
Throughout the latter part of the summer and into the fall, we read through the book of Deuteronomy of Devarim, where Moses is speaking to the children of Israel, preparing them for their entry into the land of Israel and their long life there. One of the themes of the book is Moses warning the people of the dangers that face them once they settle in the land, not so much the difficulty of conquering the land or of preparing it for their settlement, but actually what will happen to them once they're there and settled, how difficult it will be to maintain a spiritual awareness, a clarity of mind, once they have settled. He warns in chapter 8, "Take care, lest you forget the Lord your God and fail to keep God's commandments, rules, and laws, which I enjoin upon you today. When you have eaten your fill and have built fine houses to live in, and your herds and flocks have multiplied, and your silver and gold have increased, and everything you own has prospered, beware lest your heart grow haughty and you forget Adonai your God, who freed you from the land of Egypt, the house of bondage." Moses is speaking, of course, to the children of Israel, but he's also speaking to us, addressing the difficulties that we have in maintaining a spiritual practice, in remaining connected to our own lives from moment to moment. How hard it is sometimes, when things are going well, when we're happy and at ease, to once again return to our practice of prayer or meditation or yoga, where we feel actually things are fine and we don't need anything more. It's also difficult to remember to return to our practice at times when it feels difficult, when we can't see any progress, when we don't feel as if we're moving along. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Harlap, an ally of Rav Kook at the early part of the 20th century, in bridging between the spiritual and the secular communities of Jews there, wrote about this passage that where it says, "Beware lest your heart grow haughty and you forget Adonai your God who freed you from the land of Egypt, the house of bondage," that there the Hebrew word is hamotzi acha, who brings you out even now, and not asher hotzi acha, not who brought you out once and for all. And he teaches that even if you were to remember that God brought you out in the past, and you don't feel that the exodus from Egypt is unending, and that it goes on always in each and every moment, then forgetting that God is bringing you out even now, that will be because of haughtiness. It's a powerful spiritual teaching for us in our work. On the one hand, it's a consolation for us in the course of our practice. How often it is that we sit or engage in prayer or take on yoga and say, "This is really going to get me somewhere." And then the next day comes and nothing's happened. And a month passes and we feel as if we're just sitting in the same old way. What Rabbi Harlap is teaching us from the Torah is that this practice goes on and on. It's never completed. We never get anywhere. We're always getting there. The consolation in that is that when we sit with dedication, with clarity of intention, when we turn our hearts in prayer or find ourselves once again in a yoga posture, in this moment, when we connect our intention to our action, the potential for us to come out of Egypt, to be released from our self-conceptions, from our false ideas, from our isolation, from our loneliness, from our vain self who thinks we're going to become perfect and finally good and whole, that we can be released from that, that we can come out of that Egypt to live this moment as it is, just as it is, just as we are. It's also a warning, a reminder of any moment in which we think, we've got this down pat. Now I know what I have to do. That that's just the moment that we're headed for danger. It's just the moment when in a relationship, we don't remember that we can't take the other for granted. When we forget that we have to pay attention to what's true now, and that what we said before that was consoling, what we did before that was pleasing, may not be consoling or pleasing now. We have to pay attention in this moment. We have to be present in this moment. The haughtiness that we feel when we think that we are done, that we know what's expected, that we have our practice down pat and finished, that we are perfected, is the opening to downfall that leads us to what Moses would call idolatry, worshiping other gods, but what we experience as our own personal Egypts, where we get locked into self-satisfaction, self-concern, where we lose track of the needs of others. The warning here in the Torah and Rabbi Harlap's interpretation of it is a reminder that only when we pay attention in this moment, when we recognize that the practice that we are doing in this moment is its own perfection and can't be anything else. It can't be what we did before. It can't be what we think it should be. It can only be this moment. That's how we continually come out of Egypt. When we think that we've come out once and for all. When we forget that we always have to come out of our own enslavement. That's when we are lost to ourselves and to each other. In this time of preparation for the High Holidays, we engage again in spiritual practice and turn our hearts to the Holy One, to our own truths, to the truth of our lives, so that we can live honestly, lovingly, righteously. Now is the time to take Moses' warning to heart. To look where we are self-satisfied, where we think we are finished and perfected, and wake up again to what is truly called for now. Who are we now? Who are we to become? How can we come out of Egypt today? It is a time in which we can rededicate ourselves to our practice, to prayer, to meditation, to yoga, where we can once again recognize that in engaging in it this moment and discovering what is offered to us right now, that we can be released and opened in our hearts and minds to be more loving, more compassionate, more righteous, more just. And in this way, come into the High Holidays with a heart that is clear, that is honest in its self-reflection, and that is willing and ready to change, to become more truly who we are to be, who we can be. May this season of preparation be one of wholeness for you, and may the new year to come be one of blessing. Dai 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 d